Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are in studio with you again. And I tell you, Mission from the Heart Radio is a blessing to me and my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland, as well as yourself. Ministry in itself is just a blessing to us all. What is ministry? Ministry is agape love. Ministry, let me say that again, is agape love, defined very simplistically as unconditional love. The main character of God, or should I say, the very essence of who he is. This is God. L-O-V-E. And this is who we should be about. This is what we should be about. And that is love in an unconditional way. Through intimacy with God, we experience agape love. Don't forget that. Through intimacy, and that is the word we underline, intimacy with God, we will experience agape love. Remember, it's the very essence of who he is, love. So I want to, you know him. He's not a stranger to us, Brother Harold Copeland. We are back together again to continue our wonderful teaching series, as you know, the ingredients of agape love. The ingredients are wide, they're deep, they're high, and they go long. There's no containing unconditional love. So we are going to continue in this wonderful series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. And Brother Harold, if you want to just go right ahead and speak to the audience today as you usually do, and we will follow you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As was said, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, as she said, we are in studio again. We will be sharing the Word of God, that Word that God has for us in this hour. And you know, we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. And we always want you to know that we love you. But most importantly, God loves you with an eternal, everlasting love. And there is nothing you can do to stop him. You know, it's always an honor and a privilege to have this great opportunity to fellowship with you concerning the things of our Lord and our God. And as it was said earlier, we will be continuing our series on the ingredients of the agape love, the unconditional love of God, the God kind of love. And as we dive into the teaching, we want to start out, like always, by reading our launch pad scripture, which comes out of the book of John, chapter number 3. Verse 16.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Praise God. Now, this is about the 8th week of the teaching on the topic, the ingredients of the agape love. And God is really speaking to our hearts. And he wants our hearts to receive. And it's not for us to be analytical and try to analyze the things of God. For God tells us in his word to lean not to our own understanding. You know, God tells us that our thoughts are not his thoughts, and our ways are not his ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. And we take on, when God speaks, we receive the word by faith. We just bring it in and receive it. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because God said it. That's why we believe it. So God is speaking some things to our heart. The greatest that we can get from God is his love. And as Minister Smith said earlier, the very essence. Love is his being. His being, the core, the essence of who God is. And God's word is a love story to a people. Amen. To a people that was unlovable. Amen. But this loving God wanted to be with them, to spend time with them, for us to be in his presence, for us to be one with him, for us to be in his family. Amen. So we are people that was unlovable. God released his essence, his being to us, his love, and he drew us into him. And now he just want to tell us how much he loves us in spite of us. And he want to fill us afresh and anew from the inside out with his love. And as he loved on us through the series, he want us to just to receive this love. Glory to God. Amen. Because his love covers the multitudes of our sins. Don't worry about our sins. Let's just receive his love. God loves us just the way we are. In our failures, our mistakes, our sins, whatever. But he loves us too much to keep us the same. Glory to God. He has the power to bring forth restoration. Glory to God. So God is speaking to our hearts, I love you. Now, I want to bring a word in that I learned a long time ago. I'm not trying to show my age, but it was a long time ago. And the word came into my spirit when I was studying this teaching. And the word is recapitulation. Amen. Recapitulation. Write that down. I'll spell it. RECAPUTULATION. Recapitulation. Amen. A word. I was introduced to as a little boy. And it was in the music world. I was a musician. And recapitulation in music, let me give you the definition of it first. Write this definition down. Recapitulation. An act or instance of summarizing. Summarizing is key. An act or instance of summarizing and restating. Now, restating is very important. Summarizing and restating the main point of something. Amen. Summarizing, restating the main point of something. And the way we was introduced in the music world, I believe I was in the fifth or sixth grade. Okay, we had a piece of music, okay, and we start the music out with its theme, with the main point, okay. So we introduce the theme, but then the music goes into a different chorus. But quickly, the theme is restated again, and the music will go back into another chorus. But right around the corner, quickly, the theme, the main theme comes forth again in the music. And then we step into another chorus, but look around, and here comes the theme again. The theme, that main theme, that reoccurring theme always shows up, reoccurring. Main theme always shows up into that piece until that piece of music is recognized by the main theme. Amen. That thing getting graded on the inside because it keeps coming and it keeps coming and it keeps coming and it just gets engraved in our ears and in our spirits and in our hearts. And that theme is what recognizes the music, the reoccurring theme. Even to the point, a long time ago, I'm not trying to show my age, but a long time ago, there was a show that came on TV called Name That Tune. And Name That Tune, what they did was they took the main theme of a song and they just played a couple of notes, okay, and see could anybody recognize that tone from those couple of notes. And because of the reoccurring theme that we had heard these songs over and over and over and over again, and the theme recognized and identified that song, many people were able to just identify that piece of music from two little notes. I can name, and some people used to say, I can name that tune in one note. So it's recapitulation, recapitulation. Say recapitulation. And that's what recapitulation is. Amen. And we're going to talk about recapitulation. Glory to God. Later on, let us read, glory to God, 1 Corinthians, because what we want to do is God is speaking to us and he's using recapitulation. Amen. He's using the main theme of the gospel. Amen. Yes. Because God wants us to get the main theme of the gospel into our hearts. Amen. And once we get the main theme of the gospel into our hearts, we can be able to identify. We can be able to identify with him who is love, agape, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is love, the agape, with the power of Holy Spirit, who is love, the agape. And we understand that we worship one God, but we have three manifestations of that one God. Amen. And this one God is not complete unless all three manifestations is present. Amen. So since God is love, which we're going to show you in the scripture, the agape love is not complete with just one manifestation of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The agape love is complete with all three manifestations. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All three manifestations of God complete the agape. Amen. So the Father is love. The Son is the agape. And Holy Spirit is the agape. And through recapitulation, God wants us to get this ingrained into our spirit being. Amen. Through recapitulation, amen, God wants us to come one with the truth of his love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Through recapitulation, God wants us to fall in love with him just like he fell in love with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's not that we love God. That's the scripture. Amen. But it says God first loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. And he loved us by recapitulation, telling us, I love you. 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 He just tell us all over and over and over again, I love you. 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 And you know, he's going to keep saying it and saying it and saying it until we believe it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because in order to receive it, we got to believe it. Amen. But once we believe it, his love is available. Glory to God. For us to receive it. Amen. That's why God will take the main theme of the gospel. Amen. Glory to God. Which is love. And he will use recapitulation. Amen. Restating the main theme of love. Glory to God. Over and over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Amen. Until our hearts come one. Glory to God. Amen. Our hearts come one with the truth. Amen. So he will constantly tell us how he sent love into flesh in the form of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord and our Savior. And he will constantly tell us how love went to the cross. The agape went to the cross for us to pay the price for all of our sins, which was a barrier between us and the love of God. And he will constantly tell us through the shedding of love's blood that our sin debt has been paid in full. We have been acquitted by the blood of the Lamb. Now we stand in the presence of love, righteous. We have right standing with love, and we stand justified just as if we have never committed a sin. Glory. See, that's love. Amen. Glory to God. And not only did the love die for us and was buried for us and rose on the third day, amen, but on the day of Pentecost, love came back in the form of the Holy Ghost. Lord, knocking on the door of our hearts, and if we let him in, he'll come live with us forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. This agape, this unconditional love, the very essence of who God is. Glory to God. If we are saved, he's living on the inside of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's living on the inside of us. Amen. And God want us to get it, because it's not finished with him just living on the inside of us. Amen. And that's in the teaching. Amen. And I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to say this, and we're going to hear it over and over again, because recapitulation is restating. Amen. Restating a fact. Glory to God. But the end result of the victory of love is that we begin to love others the way God loved us. Is that we begin to love others, hallelujah, the way God loves us. That's the point of recapitulation, that we can get this thing on the inside of us and we begin to walk it out in the earth realm. Thank you, Lord. And we are identified, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, one God manifested in three persons, who is the agape love. This is a love story, my brothers and sisters. Amen. It's the greatest love story that ever been written. Amen. Glory to God. And it's a love story that we, the people of God, we got to tell it. Amen. Glory to God. But if we tell it without loving on people, glory to God, we're hypocritical. Amen. Amen. We got to tell it by showing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to let our actions speak louder than our words. Amen. A reoccurring thing. Recapitulation. Amen. Glory to God. Now this is a nugget that I heard today, and it just blessed me because I was studying this, and I heard this nugget. I turned on the TV, and I heard this nugget, and it blessed me. And I'm going to take it with me, and I'm going to speak it. Amen. I want you to write it down. This is what the nugget is. Write it down. Get your pen. This nugget. God does not see us the way we are in the natural. God sees us spiritually. The way the Word of God say that we are. I want you to catch that. God sees us the way the Word of God say we are. Even if we do not look like it in the natural, God still sees us spiritually according to what the Word says about us. Amen. Say it again. God does not see us in our natural state, but God sees us in our spiritual state. And our spiritual state is what the Word of God says about us. And that's how God sees. If the Word said, that's what God sees. And we have to line up to the Word and not our natural circumstances and situations. And where we find that is, we're going to read Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
Romans 4:17. Find it in my Bible. Romans 4:17, and it reads this way. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
Amen. See, he calls those things that do not exist. He's talking in the natural realm. As though they did. So God speaks, and he speaks the spiritual, and he sees us in the spiritual. And you say, well, what is the spiritual? Well, the spiritual is according to the Word of God. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, my word is spirit, and my word is life. Amen. So God already see us healed. He already see us delivered. He already see us prosperous. He already see us at the head. He already see us above only. He already see us at the first. Glory to God. He already see us victorious. Glory to God. And that's the power of God. That's the power of the Word of God, but also the power of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And we have to see us the way God sees us. That's why God can love us unconditionally, because he don't see us naturally. He sees us spiritually. And in the spirit of God, we are victorious in every area of our life. And the word of God gives us victory over every circumstance, every situation, every mountain, and every valley. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have to have kingdom eyes. That's what you call kingdom eyes. Amen. And we see ourselves according to how God sees us, which is according to what the word has to say about us. Amen. And we have to speak those things that be not, just as Daddy do. Minister Kenita Smith just word that God calls those things that be not as though they were. And we have to, amen, emulate our Father. And we have to call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. And that's what we call faith. Glory to God. And we know a lot about faith. Substance of the things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. Amen. And then he goes on to say that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. And then he tells us faith come by hearing, and hearing by. And look at hearing. Hearing is not having heard. Faith come by having heard. No. It's not a having heard. It's hearing. I-N-G means over and over and over and over again. What is that? Recapitulation. Yes. You get it. Recapitulation. Over. Even restating it. Amen. You want to have faith in it? Restate it. Amen. Recapitulate it. Amen. Restate it. Amen. That's what faith is. Recapitulation. Over and over and over. What? Restating the theme. What theme? I love you. 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 By hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, glory to God. That was our introduction. Praise God. Let's go to the love chapter, 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. And we're going to start with verse 4, and we're going to read to verse 8. We're going to start with verse 4 and read to verse 8. And we want to pull out some of those ingredients, because they come by hearing. Amen. So we want to hear it again, because we want to have faith for it. Amen. So we want to pull out the ingredients of the agape.
1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily argued or angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Verse 8, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
Praise God. Beautiful. The agape. By faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Restating the truth. Restating the main point of God. recapitulation, suffers long to the point where God say, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Glory to God. Kind. He's a kind God. Amen. He's not jealous. He's not jealous of us. I tell you what. And as in the teaching we did a couple of weeks back, we found out that he was jealous of those false gods that try to steal our hearts from him. And we used Dagon in the Old Testament, that Dagon tried to take the place of the true and living God. And every time he tried to stand next to God, he ended up falling flat on his face, until the point he finally fell flat on his face and broke into a million pieces. And he became like Hunter Dunton. Amen. He had a great fall. Amen. And all the king horses and the king men can put old Dagon back together again. Yeah, God would totally destroy our enemies. Glory to God. Amen. He vanished not himself. Amen. He's concerned about us. He's not puffed up, not prideful. Does not make a scene. Don't act unseemly. He's seeking not his own desires, but he's seeking our desires. He's not easily provoked to anger, thinking no evil the way to get us back. He don't rejoice when we fail and when we sin, but he rejoices when we come into the truth. He bears all things, the good things, the bad things, the ugly things. He hopeth only the good things manifested in our lives. He endures all things. Amen. Glory to God. He believeth only the good things about us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He hopeth only the good things about us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He endureth all things. Glory to God. Love never fails. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there are times when I'm laying in bed at night, I don't want to turn on the TV. I'm too tired to get up to actually turn on the light to read the word. And come on, let's be honest. And I'm definitely too tired to get on my knees to lay by the bed and pray. So I just open up my heart and I say, Father, love on me. Amen. 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 And he began to love on my heart. Amen. He began to love on my mind. Amen. He began to love on my soul. Hallelujah. See, God wants to love on us more than we want him to love on us. Amen. I'm glad I found that out. Glory to God. He loves us at all times. Somebody say all times. All times. And even when we think we are unlovable, even when we think we don't mess something up, even when we think we're in sin, God loves us. Amen. And we all know the world-renowned teacher, Joyce Meyer, you know, and she tells you, she said, when you sin, that is not the time to run away from God. Glory to God. She said, when you sin, that's the time you run to God. Hallelujah. You run to God and you receive. Hallelujah. His love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a hand, a cup of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of the praise. Let's read Galatians chapter number 5:22-23. Faith cometh by hearing, and not having heard. I heard some people used to say, I heard that before. Now hear it again for the first time with a fresh revelation. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against
praise
such,
God.
There is no law.
Praise God. There's no law against the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Love. That's the agape. There's no law against the agape. And in the New Testament, Paul went deep and said, what can separate us from the love of God? Glory to God. Paul said, neither height nor depth. Glory to God. Nor principalities. Glory to God. Amen. Not wickedness. Amen. No darkness. No sins. Amen. Nothing. Glory to God. And I hear my brother David. My brother David in the Old Testament said, where can I go from the presence of the Lord? Amen. What is the presence of the Lord? The agape. And David said, where can I go? David said, if I made my bed in hell, David said his presence will be there. He with me. Glory to God. And Paul also went, and Paul said, that I may know the height, the depth, the length, the width, the breadth of the love of God. Glory to God. Then he went on to say, that passes understanding. Amen. The love of God passes understanding. That's human knowledge. Amen. That's the humanistic knowledge. Glory to God. How powerful is this great love? Amen. And in that love is joy. The joy unspeakable. You know, if somebody walk up to you and the joy of the Lord just overtakes you and bubbling out of your spirit, and they come and they want to talk to you, and you just can't say nothing. Amen. Because you're bubbling up in the joy, unspeakable, and that joy strengthening us, the joy that gives us strength, the joy of God that strengthens us. Amen. And then the peace in that love, glory to God, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Glory to God. Not that comes from the world. In John 14, peace I give unto you. Not my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Amen. That peace that steadies the heart. Let not your heart be troubled. Glory to God. And neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. And through the Spirit, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Glory to God. But a power of love and a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Amen. Somebody just praise God with me for a second. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We exalt you. Glory to God. There is no one like you, mighty God. We thank you for your love. And Father, we love you. And it's because you loved us first. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you're growing us up. Hallelujah. And you're teaching us to love others just like you love us. Amen. And we talked about long suffering. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Gentle God, a God of goodness. And we know he's a God of faith, meekness, and he gives us self-control. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We want to read 1 John, chapter number four, and we're going to start with verse 16 and read it to 21. 1 John 4, 16 through 21.
16 through 21, and it reads this way. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Amen. People of God, did you hear that last statement? He who loves God, and then there was a powerful four-letter word in there, must love his brother also. As God has loved us, we must love our brother also. Amen. And we will bring this love. Amen. The love is available. The love of God is available in this evening, in this hour. Amen. Because that is God's greatest will, is to love on us. Hallelujah. And we're going to receive this love because God has made the agape available by his spirit. Amen. But there's a key word to receive it. And that key word to receiving is believe. Somebody say believe. Amen. We don't have to earn it, but we do have to believe. We may not be worthy of it, but we do have to believe. We may not even be good enough, but we do have to believe. And if we believe, somebody say believe, we can receive. Somebody say believe and receive. Let us read the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter number 6, verse 69.
6, verse 69. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen. Believe. And there was another beautiful word in there. And know. Glory to God. Then receive. Amen. I feel the love of God in the atmosphere. in studio today, I feel, sense the presence of the living God. I believe and I know. That's how I receive. And God is present because there is someone that has been tormented with the lies of the devil that God could never love them. And with the truth of the word of God that's in the atmosphere and the power of God that's in the atmosphere, his spirit and the life of Christ, we destroy that lie right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that the spirit of God is present to release the love of God into the hearts and the minds of a people that have not received God into their hearts as their Lord and Savior, and that has not had their hearts available that God may have an intimate relationship with them by releasing his unconditional love within them. Hallelujah. Amen. And allow that love to flow through and through and through and through. Amen. That will destroy everything in the vessel that's not out of the kingdom of God. Amen. And everything that did not come from God will be sent back to the kingdom of darkness forevermore. Hallelujah. And the power of the enemy will have no authority over your vessel. For you will walk in the authority of heaven, the kingdom of God. And most importantly, the unconditional love of God. And the Spirit of the Lord says in this hour, stop, drop, and pray, and open up the doors of the kingdom of God, and give opportunity for those that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The greatest opportunity in the world to become family, children, sons, and daughters of the Most High God. Oh, yes. I'm going to turn you over to Minister Smith, and she will take us to the foot of the cross. Minister Smith.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we've come to the part of our broadcast where we enjoy and love to extend Jesus, the gospel, to you, that you would receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is a time of seriousness for you to get right with Christ. Here is an opportunity that God has made for you, and I encourage my brothers and sisters to partner with me and Minister Harold, as he has brought us to a point in this broadcast that we have seen through Scripture how love is his essential, the very essence of who he is. And we want you to experience God as well. So if you would partner with us, my brothers and sisters, and if you've got someone in your family or your circle of influence or the Holy Spirit has laid upon your heart, pray for them. Lift them up by name. Call them out to the Lord that he will hear your cry as well as you intercede in prayer for them. For we come together as a body of Christ, lifting up the lost, that their eyes will be opened to the true light of the world. And for you who may not know him at all, who have not confessed with their mouth according to Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart now, with your heart, that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth, my friend, you profess your faith and are saved. So this is what you are to do. Declare, believe, profess that you are a born again believer. So let's go to the foot of Jesus in prayer that you will know, that you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are now a born again Christian. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I am yours. I believe by faith that Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe by faith that you saved me with and by your amazing grace. He didn't have to do on the cross what he did for me. And his blood did not have to run down his body, pierced for me. But because Jesus did for me, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for allowing your Son to be the perfect sacrificial lamb for me. Lord, I haven't been right. I did some bad, bad things, Lord. I've even thought some horrible things. And my mouth, it's filthy. Clean me up. Set up in my heart the throne room of my heart. Sit on that throne, Lord. I surrender myself to you. I come just as I am, crying out to you that I am a sinner. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I need thee at this very hour. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I love you. I need you. And Lord, I believe that Jesus is my Savior. In his precious name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, Brother Harold, this is a glorious day, for the angels are rejoicing. And because you, my brother and my sister, have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are now in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And we give glory and honor to God for you surrendering your life to him. Now, we encourage you. We encourage you. And you've got to do this. We encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church. And if you do not know one, then you can contact us through this broadcast. And all you need to do is reach out to us. There is a place where you can submit to us using Facebook on this broadcast link. But most of all, seek one out in prayer. Ask God to lead you, guide you to a Bible teaching ministry. that you can saturate yourself into a small group Bible study or a discipleship class, that you would be discipled so that you can grow and go in grace. Now, this is important, that your spiritual growth will not be hindered by the ways and the temptations of the world. Keep in mind, you surrendered it all to God. So it is up to you to want to be discipled so that you can grow and go. And we encourage you to be baptized by submersion of water, that when you get up, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you will tell somebody that you are a Christ follower. This is a joy to let people know who you are and whose you are in Christ Jesus. So we're excited for you, and we love you, and we thank God for you, because you have made the most valuable step that you could ever make in your life, and that is to make a decision concerning your eternal life, and that is Christ Jesus as being the head of your life. So praise ye the Lord. Brother Harold, I'm going to turn it back over to you. We've got a few minutes to kind of bring this broadcast to a close, but I'm going to let you take advantage of those few minutes. Brother Harold?
Praise the Lord. Amen. We'd like to just welcome our brothers and sisters into the family of God. Hallelujah. And we just encourage you as you follow those anointing instructions that were given by Minister Smith. Amen. Buckle up your seatbelt. Amen. Paul called it a journey. Amen. He also called it a race. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it gets better and better as we go and grow. Amen. All the way to the end. Amen. And this will be the greatest experience of your life. Again, congratulations. Amen. As we was entering into 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, we put the word called believe. And that believe, amen, is not a head belief. Amen. It's not a head belief. It's a believing of the heart. Amen. And that's how we receive. We receive anything from God. Is we have to believe in our heart. And our brothers and sisters that received salvation in this hour, the way they got in is because they believe. Amen. They believe in their heart. Amen. And then they begin to confess. Amen. That's in their heart, that they believe in their heart. They went above confessing what was around them and begin to confess what's in them. Amen. So when we begin to believe the things of God, then we open our mouth and confess what we believe on the inside of us. Amen. And then we will begin to know. Somebody say no. And know means it will take us into an intimate relationship. Amen. It takes us into an intimate knowing. Amen. You know, when Paul says in the New Testament, that I may know you. Amen. Paul was crying out for an intimate relationship in his heart. Amen. And we better believe he already had one, but he wanted to go closer. Amen. Because there's no limitation on how close to God that we can get. Amen. God said, you draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. What did he say? He said, you keep coming to me, and I'll keep coming to you. Amen. And there is no limitations on how close God will allow us to come to him, even to the point where we can come one with him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He abides in us and we abide in him. Amen. Glory to God. The two shall become one. Glory to God. Amen. But we have to believe. Glory to God. And when we believe, glory to God, then we begin to speak it. Glory to God. And when we begin to speak it, glory to God. We know that 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 we know. Amen. That we have a relationship with this great God. Hallelujah. Amen. that we have a relationship with this great love. Glory to God. Amen. That love began to anchor us in the hard times. Oh, yes, hard times are coming. Amen. But glory to God, it's better to go through the hard times anchored with love than to be separated from love. Amen. And David said about his hard time, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Glory, that's a hard time. Amen. But even death turned into a shadow. Glory to God. Death that came to destroy because of the presence of love lost its power and just became a shadow. Glory to God. We understand that a shadow of nothing can hurt anyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. It's not the real thing. Love is the real deal. Amen. And love has us covered in this hour. Love has us covered, amen, in this day. Glory to God. Love is walking with us. Hallelujah. And we are walking with love. Glory to God. Love has brought us out and took us in. Amen. Brought us out of darkness and took us into the marvelous light. Glory to God. And it is a marvelous light. And we say the light of love shines in the midst of darkness. Glory to God. And all darkness had to flee. And under the power of love in this evening, amen, and under the authority of life, amen, as we move forward and go on, amen, into the things of God, I command every darkness to cease its operation upon the people of God. I command the darkness that will try to come against the body of Christ to go in the name of Jesus. And we receive God's love in our hearts. We receive the agape in our minds and our souls, that God fill us afresh and anew from the inside out, that there will be an overflow, and we can love our brothers and sisters as we love God. For that last scripture told us that if we love God, we must love our brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, we give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this has been such a blessing. Brother Harold, and just knowing that love covers a multitude of sins. And it's interesting because as you were expressing love and sharing love and exposing love, and also as love being extended to those who accepted love, you just cannot get away from this love thing that we know to be God Almighty. And I tell you, it has been such a blessing to know that love is everywhere. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. Love won't leave us. Love won't forsake us. Love is right next to us. And it just delights my heart and soul to know that regardless of the valleys that you may experience, or even myself, and the mountain highs that we may be on right now, some of them call storms in the valley or joys on the mountain peak, love is always there. And that is such a delight to know that he is always there. My brothers and my sisters, I hope this has encouraged you to always know, as Minister Harold sang for us, that he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. And he gave his only begotten son because he loves you. And this is what we always want to remember. And also, I want to leave you with this, that the grass withers and the flowers, they fade away, but the word and the love of God will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and always remember, love is in the air, so close to you. God bless you.